Oh, yes. The infamous Treasury decision 2313 from the also infamous Bruce Schaber decision. This is March 21, 1916. So we've covered 14, 15, now we're moving into 16. Two, collectors of internal revenue. Under the decision of the United States Supreme Court of the United States, in the case of Bruce Schaber v. Union Pacific Railroad Company, decided January 24, 1916, it is hereby held that income accruing to non-resident aliens in the form of interest from bonds and dividends on the stock of domestic corporations is subject to the income tax imposed by the Act of October 3, 1913. The responsible heads, agents, or representatives, is this sounding familiar? The responsible heads, agents, or representatives of non-resident aliens who are in charge of the property owned or business carried on within the United States shall make a full and complete return of the income therefrom on Form 1040 and shall pay any and all tax, normal and additional, assessed upon the income received by them in behalf of their non-resident alien principals. The person, firm, company, co-partnership, corporation, joint stock company, or association and insurance company in the United States, citizen or resident alien in whatever capacity acting, having the control, receipt, disposal, or payment of fixed or determinable annual or periodic gains, profits, and income of whatever kind to a non-resident alien under any contract or otherwise, which payment shall represent income of a non-resident alien from the exercise of any trade or profession within the United States, shall deduct and withhold from such annual and periodic gains, profits, and income, regardless of amount, and pay to the officer of the United States government authorized to receive such same sum as will be sufficient to pay the normal tax of 1% imposed by law and shall make an annual return on Form 1042. So, the tax, let us read this again here. The responsible heads, agents, blah, 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 who are in charge of property owned and business carried on within the United States for, on behalf of a non-resident alien, shall file a return on a 1040. When it comes to deductions from trade or profession. Now, the first one was who are in charge of the property owned and business carried on. That's a 1040. For those that have withheld a non-resident aliens who are exercising any trade or profession within the United States, that's a 1042. So it's the different kind of activity that gave rise to the Withholding Agents Act of Withholding. But still, we're talking about the 1040 and the 1042. The distinguishing factor is withholding upon what? Okay? Moving right along. I know some of the wording of that gets long, but and I thought of editing it down, but I didn't want to do that. I wanted you to hear the whole rambling bit. All right. Here we go. This one, actually, it's a photocopy out of the book, the book that contains the various Treasury decisions. These are all original books, by the way, from the years that I'm reading to you. They're very old. You can only find them in a law library. I believe this one, it wasn't on the documentation, but I believe it's 1917, if my memory is correct. And it is Treasury Decision 2401, titled Income Tax.